went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone. Call my cell phone. Don't text my cell phone. My phone does not receive texts, so that would be a waste of your energy. The cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You could email me if you're into that texting thing. Email me. Don't text me. Email me. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. Would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. This show is called When Your Health Matters. You get to decide when it matters, and when it matters, my hope is that you will reach out to me via phone, via email, or come to one of my classes, or just make an appointment, whatever the case is. If you make an appointment, I promise you we're going to get to the solution to your problem that much faster than calling me or emailing me, but everybody in their own time, in their own way. I'm just here to help support people. That is my passion. That is my purpose. That is the reason why God put me on this planet. And so if you want to help to exercise God's plan for you and your health is getting in the way of that, I can help to get you back on the right path and get you back exercising your right to live the life that you'd like without any health issues or health concerns. And the man that helps me do that every week, he's in studio with me. He's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that chooses the topics, develops the questions, comes up with the format for the show. His name is Mark Sabin. He's a wonderful father. He's a wonderful businessman. He's a interfaith minister. He's a person extraordinaire, and I'm happy to call him a close personal friend of mine, and I appreciate all the time, energy, and effort he puts into the background of this show, and we want to say thank you very much, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you for that fine introduction, Doc Rick. You know, the fact that we get to do this show every week is really important because getting healthy really requires you putting the time and energy into the focus that's required in order to be able to maintain your health. I mean, most people, that you know, we eat every day. We brush our teeth every day. These are the things that you do that you don't really consider as something that's extraordinary. But a lot of times people look at their health and they think, well, I've got to do this special thing to take care of my health. But actually, what we talk about on this show is making that just a part of your regular ritual of your life.
Right. And I guess what's important is as I'm sitting here reflecting upon what you're saying, I'm kind of chuckling on the inside and I'm sitting here saying myself, but Mark, I do all those things every day, and it's really not an effort for me because it's just my life. It's my habits. It's my pattern. It's the way that I conduct myself every single day, and it's not hard. It's not a challenge, but it hasn't always been that way. You know, 35 years ago, when I really got focused on wanting to take better care of myself, I had to make some dramatic changes. They were considered dramatic at the time because there were things like I had to give this thing up in my diet. And the thought of giving that up in my diet was so severe to me. But when I did it, I realized that it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And that's the wonderful thing about human beings. And it's the challenging thing about using the mind. The mind, I say, in my office, I say the mind, it's a terrible thing to use sometimes because we sometimes let our mind control and we get paralysis by analysis and we never actually do anything because we talk ourselves out of what is good for us by trying to feed the ego, which is going to talk us into doing things that are bad for us. And so when your ego is telling you that this is going to be hard, just recognize the fact that that's probably just a story. And when you actually do it, all the things that you thought were going to be hard, what did you find out after you did it the first time?
It wasn't nearly as hard as I thought
it would be. It wasn't as hard as you imagined it to be. And that's the thing. And so what's interesting is people will look at me when they come in for an evaluation and I'll say, well, these are some of the things that you're going to need to consider changing. And they, you know, they start to get a little bit defensive, which is a natural response. And I don't mind that they get defensive. I just want to nurture them to better balance and better health. And I say to them, I said, listen, when I was your age or when I started out with my health, I had all the same questions, all the same concerns, all the same trepidations that you have. And now where I'm at, you couldn't pay me enough money to go back to the way that I was. And it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And I feel so much better. And I'm so much in control. And guess what? I haven't been truly sick in over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for the listener to understand. Because if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you got to be prepared to do things you've never done before. Because if you keep doing what you've always done, nothing's ever going to change. You want something different, you have to be prepared to do things differently in order to get that different outcome.
I know, and we so often are afraid of change, or we have resistance to change because we think we sort of are overwhelmed by our predictive mind. It's kind of like the fears that we have. If you're afraid of something, how often is it that if you just face your fear, that the fear diminishes just simply by facing it?
Right. And then the other thing is I had a patient the other day, a late night patient. I was actually in the office till 9:30 the other night, where this patient was telling me that, you know, I say, well, what do you do for work? She says, well, I'm blessed. My husband makes sufficient amount of money that I don't have to work and I get to be a full time mom. And I mm-hmm. said, well, how old are your kids? She says, well, there's one that's 14 and there's one that's, what'd she say, 9, I think. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, those are nice ages. And she says, well, I got to be honest with you. I worry about them all day long. I said, okay, so you worry about them. They're at school. They're doing after-school activities. They're doing whatever mm-hmm, they're doing, mm-hmm. and you're at home worrying about them, okay? And let's take a look at that. How many things that you've worried about for them
have
actually happened? And she said, I guess none of them. And I said, okay, so you could continue worrying, knowing that none of those things are ever going to happen, and tie yourself in knots and create some of the health issues that you're sitting in my office with, or you could do something different and just think positively for them. Now, which one of those thoughts do you think actually benefits them? And she's like, well, probably the positive thoughts. I said, yeah. So if you think positively, if you see them in the right light, if you give them the right understanding, if you raise them the right way, if you raise them up to be conscientious, responsible, I'm not going to do something stupid to hurt myself mentality, if you teach them the right thing to do, then you can trust in the fact that they're going to do the right thing. It's like when I went to climb Aconcagua, the highest mountain in the Western world down in Argentina. Okay. The last conversation I had with my mom before we left, she says, "Remember, I love you and I'm going to worry about you." And I started laughing. She's like, "What's so funny?" I said, "Mom, pick one." She says, "What do you mean?" I said, "Love me or worry about me, but you can't do both." She says, "Sure I can. I'm your mother. I can do anything." I said, "I understand your mentality, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. Loving you is a very high frequency energy. It's the most pure energy out there, which is love." I said, "Where on the scale of positive to negative do you think worry falls?" She says, "Well, it's negative." I said, "Right. So if you're hitting me with mixed energy, do you think that helps me or do you think that takes away from helping me?" I said, "So do me a favor. Just love me and know that I'm not going to do anything stupid."
Mm-hmm. Well, it's as for mothers, I think it is very, very hard to let go and allow their child to be independent and take the course that they have to take in their own lives.
And right, and that's part of a parent's growing pains.
Exactly.
And it's what the child does. It's interesting. My parents, when they used to go to dinner parties with other people of their peer group, they would say that their children raised them well. And the other parents would be like, "What do you mean?" "Well, our kids taught us how to be responsible parents and adults." Mm-hmm. Because of what we had to do in order to keep them safe and make them conscientious.
Right. And as your children become independent, you have to also have some level of confidence that what you have brought them up has taught them how to make the choices, because ultimately they're going to make the choices for themselves anyway.
Right. And a lot of times as a parent, when you tell your kid not to do something, what ultimately ends up happening? They end up doing that thing that you told them not to do. Why? Because they need to understand why you're trying to tell them not to do this.
Yep.
You should never touch
the hot stove.
Right. But guess what?
I touched it.
I need to know what that means and why you're so adamant about me doing that. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to learn for myself why you shouldn't touch a hot stove.
Experience is the only real teacher.
Exactly.
The words don't really teach. Now, that's a little great little segment we did there. But what I wanted to talk to you today is about low-fat diets, about hormones, about cholesterol, all these things that sort of come together in people's health. And for a long time, the medical establishment has been telling people to eat these low-fat diets, but that has actually led to a lot of health problems, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Mark. Obesity being the biggest of those problems, then that's pun intended. So we need to understand that the advice that we're giving to chase symptoms and to try to prevent outcomes isn't preventing outcomes. It's actually creating more of the outcome that you don't want, because God gave us a simple law in life, okay? You get what you focus on all day long. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to prevent something from happening, you're actually drawing it more to you.
Right.
Instead of focusing on health, we're focusing on sickness and quote, health care. But there's really no care in health care. It's all about treating disease, and it's all about management of disease, and it's all about the treadmill of treatment. So guess what we have more of? We've spent more money on researching heart disease, and yet we have more heart disease now than ever in the history of humanity.
Interesting. Interesting how that works.
Right.
That what you focus on, you draw to you.
Right.
As opposed to, you're not focusing on health, you're focusing on treating your sickness, so you're actually focused on the sickness.
Correct.
So if you're focused on what you don't want, you're still focused on the thing that you don't want.
Correct.
So,
when we try to tell people that they need to restrict the fat in their diet, your body's going to hoard fat and you're going to eventually become fat.
But the thing is, your body needs fat.
It does. So fat is one of the two most essential ingredients in order for a body to function and heal itself. You got proteins and you have fats. Now, carbohydrates, which becomes a main staple in our diet, is not something that cave people ate. Okay.
Right. There was no farming.
Right. So we didn't have carbohydrates, and it wasn't until the scarcity of animals and our ability to find them and their ability to hide from us and our lack of efficiency in herding them into their demise, et cetera, when that became very problematic as we continued to spread across the planet, then we got into cultivating
wheat and corn and
right and
rice
and getting into all of that. So at the end of the day, fat is one of the original ingredients the body needs in order to function properly. And when you reduce fat, you're going to create health issues as a result.
But there is a difference between healthy fat and unhealthy fat.
Oh, absolutely. The healthy fat that's naturally found in, I don't know, like let's say eggs, okay? That kind of fat, your body knows how to deal with. But when you put in the completely refined and processed carbohydrates, which ultimately can't be burned for fuel, so your body converts them over to fat and stores them as fat, that's really non-usable fat. That's the fat that leads to obesity. That's the fat that leads to deep belly fat. That's the fat that causes health issues. But it's not the fat that you're eating, per se.
All right. Now, is fat the same thing as cholesterol?
Cholesterol is manufactured from the breakdown products of fats, which are those essential fatty acids. Then it goes to the liver, and then the liver helps to take those essential fatty acids and manufactures cholesterol to help the body repair, rebuild, and manufacture hormones appropriately.
So the cholesterol you're eating is not the same as the cholesterol your body uses to repair itself.
No, the cholesterol that you eat gets fully broken down into its component parts and then goes to the liver. And then if the liver decides that there's a lot of damage going on because you're putting crap ingredients in the body that causes cellular damage, so we need to repair those cells, then the body produces this white waxy substance called low-density lipoproteins or LDL cholesterol in an effort to repair the damage that you're creating. Now, here's the thing. Most people think of the two different types of cholesterol. Everybody knows that there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, and this is probably where you want to go with. So I'm just going to jump to that point because I want to make a point, okay? Good cholesterol is the type of cholesterol that your body needs to function normally. So your body manufactures a certain amount of that. Bad cholesterol is your body's way of telling you that what you're taking in food-wise isn't ideal. And so it takes the component of that non-ideal food and it turns it into something that's harmful for the body. As a measurement, as an indicator, as a warning sign that what you're doing is not good. So when you eat the completely refined and processed foods, the man-made foods, the long shelf life foods, the bastardized, genetically modified processed foods, and your body looks at them and says, we were looking for a square peg and you're giving us a bunch of round pegs. Well, I guess if this is all we're getting, we need to use it. So we're going to force that round peg into a square hole and the round peg is a little bit bigger than the square hole is. So we're going to force it in there. And what are we going to do by forcing it in?
You're going to distort that square hole.
Right. We're going to create some damage at the cellular level. And do you know what the body produces in an effort to combat that cellular damage from all the crap food?
Well, it uses the cholesterol to make the repairs.
It uses the bad cholesterol in order to make the repairs. But if you keep putting the crap food in, then what do you think accumulates on the insides of the cells in an effort to make those cells repair?
The bad cholesterol?
Right. So you line your arteries with bad cholesterol, you interfere with cellular metabolism with bad cholesterol, and then you spend your whole time going to your medical doctor, your cardiologist, your endocrinologist, your gastroenterologist, your general practitioner, and guess what they want to manage? They want to manage your cholesterol by giving you a toxic statin medication known to have harmful side effects that ultimately leads to diabetes, which causes you to hold on to more blood fat, which increases your cholesterol levels.
Well, that's a weird cycle to
people
go through.
Right. But guess what? The television will teach you that that's what you want to do. And they have a commercial out right now for a medication that talks about how it affects your heart and how it affects your blood sugar. And they ask the people in the audience, well, which one's more important to concentrate on? Okay, and the people are like, well, I guess the heart disease. And the commercial is kind of saying, well, no, you need to also focus on the blood sugar. And so you need to take this Giardians to help balance your blood sugar while you're treating your body for cholesterol. And it's like, okay, well, now you're treating the people for two conditions. One, if you just simply stop putting the crap food that they make available to us so readily, if you take that out of the diet, then you can get rid of heart disease pretty quickly.
So the process that you're talking about where your body is producing the bad cholesterol, it's doing that because what you're taking into the body the body can't really deal with.
Right. I see it differently than the healthcare system sees it.
Mm-hmm.
They look at your bad cholesterol and they say, look at all the damage that's going on. We need to medicate you. I look at all the damage that I took, take that same number and I look at it as a positive. Listen, here's a picture of all the damage that you're creating in yourself.
Okay.
This is the way that you're creating that damage. So if we change the way of what you're doing, then this damage can stop. Do you want to treat the damage or do you want to treat the reason for why you get the damage?
So, but if you already have the damage, what about how do you reverse the damage that's already done?
By eating real food. Here's the thing. I've actually watched videos on YouTube because I'm trying to help some of my patients who have come to me after they have kind of end-stage heart disease stuff going on, and they want to figure out how to unclog their arteries without medication, and they don't want to have stents put in. So there's medical doctors on YouTube that will talk about if you eat a vegetarian lifestyle, if you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you can actually reverse heart disease. And they're on video as medical credentialed medical doctors talking freely about what they understand, meaning those individual doctors, not the healthcare industry, not the whole medical profession, but these are guys that I admire for the simple fact as they got into their arena because they wanted to help people. And then they realized halfway through the process that they were actually creating more problems by giving people medication. So they were like, well, what if we start from scratch? What if we rebuild this whole model from the ground up? And they figured out that when a person goes on to a predominantly vegetarian diet or even a completely vegetarian diet, okay, that you can actually reverse heart disease.
But I thought from our conversations that a bigger problem is not the vegetarianism, but is the amount of refined carbohydrates that you end up in your diet.
Right. And that's one of the things that you have to understand. When you talk about being vegetarians, you're talking about eating real vegetables and real fruit. Okay. You're not talking about eating all the completely refined and processed shelf-life flour-based foods, because those flour-based foods are the things that creates heart disease. When you put the flour-based foods into your body, you're creating the foundational basis for the increase in triglycerides, the increase in bad cholesterol, and the increase in heart disease. If you take all those completely refined and processed crap carbohydrates out of your diet, or what I call crapohydrates, then guess what? You're not going to be growing heart disease. If you eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, which is what every doctor says, are you getting your fruits and vegetables regularly? And, you know, everybody tells you the same thing. All the cardiologists will say the same thing.
Right.
You need to go to a more natural whole food diet that doesn't have a lot of refined carbohydrates, and you need to exercise. Because that's the solution.
It's a fairly simple solution, and
it's
not one that requires
medication. And here's the thing. So when somebody comes to me and they bring me their blood work, and I encourage everybody to bring me their blood work because I'm going to translate what your blood work actually means. I'm not going to tell you. I had a patient in my office yesterday who brought me her blood work. She actually sent me her blood work, and then she came in because I wanted to go over it before I saw her. And so I pulled the blood work apart, and she's like, my doctor said that this is high. But the nurse who gave me my blood work says, yeah, your blood work looks great, but yet somewhere over here there's a flag that says this is high and this is high, but yet the nurse told me that everything's great. So which is it? I said, well, yes, this number is high, but let's talk about why it's high, and this number's high, and let's talk about why that's high. And as we address this, those numbers will go back to normal. And then what the nurse said will be true because you will have, quote, perfect numbers.
Well, you also work in a narrower range because you work in a range of health, not of lack of disease.
Correct. And they look to see if you qualify for disease. And when they have a flag on your blood report that says that it's high, it's definitely high. I work to make sure that your numbers are in a more healthy, narrow range. And when I help the person to address their system in a way, then their numbers go back to healthy range, not necessarily you don't qualify for a disease range.
You know, and one of the things that's so interesting when I was researching for this show, that one of the articles that I was reading was about a cardiologist, an actual cardiac surgeon who had performed thousands of, you know, putting in stents and open heart surgeries and all this kind of stuff, and had a turn in his life where he realized that exactly what you've been saying all along, what you've been saying for years, which is that the thing that was really impacting his patients' lives was the amount of sugar that they had in their bodies, that they had in their digestion, that they were eating on a regular basis, and their various forms of sugar that were causing the clogging of their arteries, which was then leading them to having to have this heart surgery. And that as he started to take his patients, say, get them off the sugars, that their bodies were healing.
Right. And it's interesting because one of my mentors, who I never had the pleasure of meeting, but I follow his reasoning and methodology of educating people. He was a dentist who found a cure for cavities. And you know who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. Dr. Royal Lee. He got into the whole food supplement business. And he basically predicted all the diseases that we're dying of almost 100 years since he predicted it. Okay, and most of those diseases weren't diseases then, but he developed solutions for those diseases because he could see where society was headed. Mm-hmm. When they started violating the Healthy Food Act of 1908, where they started refining food and processing food, and then in the early 1930s, when they rewrote all the rules to the FDA and everything became about drugs and refining food and putting chemicals into our food and all of that kind of stuff, he saw the writing on the wall and he predicted all the diseases that we were going to die of that we're dying of today. And he found solutions for it. And he said the only reason why anybody gets any kind of disease at all is they don't have the right ingredients in their food to replenish their body so that the body can just simply do its job and repair itself. And when you put a predominant amount of the right ingredients and you remove all the negative ingredients that cause mm-hmm, the damage, mm-hmm. just taking those negative ingredients out of the diet, the body changes and starts to heal. Then you enhance it with high-quality whole food ingredients like fruits and vegetables, okay? And then the body actually has the repair products in order to reverse the damage that's been caused by eating all the crap. If we can stop eating the completely refined and processed crapohydrates, then we don't have to have heart disease. And I've been telling people that for 20 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The American Heart Association is still sitting there saying, we don't quite understand why people get this problem. No, they don't have any incentive to teach people why they get the problem, because you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you.
Sure.
You know the American Heart Association, one of their sponsors?
No.
Mars M&Ms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a healthy food.
Of course it is. Right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because the American Dietetics Association, they get sponsorships from McDonald's, because that's got to be healthy food,
that's
too.
That's more healthy food.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if that's the hand that feeds you, why would you bite it?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you draw attention to the fact that it's actually the hand that feeds me that creates the problem? Because guess what? As long as the problem's out there, we're still in business. But if we teach people the solution, then we're going to go out of business, and we really don't want to bite the hand that feeds us.
Yeah, that has a negative effect on the bottom line, which is clearly more important.
Right.
Well, this is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about this complexity of hormones, fat, and cholesterol.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you currently struggling with your weight? Have you tried all the different fads and tricks and still your weight comes back with a vengeance? If so, Dr. Richard Huntoon will be offering a weight loss solution you can not only live with, but be successful at and permanently change your weight forever. Come to this free seminar and learn the underlying reason for why you cannot lose weight and why the weight always comes back. Come learn the reason for your weight management issue. Stop dieting and start feeding your body what it needs to maintain a healthy weight without the tricks, the fads, and the starvation. You deserve to know the solution to your permanent weight loss and how to keep it off forever. Come to this free seminar on weight loss being given at Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Simply call 845-561-2225 and sign up. Class space is limited to 20 people, so call 845-561-2225 and learn your solution for permanent weight loss.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, and I encourage you to do that if you're sitting at home suffering with a health concern, call me directly at 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you with your health concerns, give you the understanding that you need so that you can get back in the driver's seat instead of being a passenger of your own health, going to wherever the medical profession wants you to go so that you get to do more of that kind of ineffective treatment. Anyway, we've been talking about fats and hormones and cholesterol and all the things necessary for a person to be healthy. And, Mark, you said you had more thoughts and questions?
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, we were talking about, you know, introducing the idea of hormones. And how is it that fat actually helps to build hormones?
Well, fat is actually one of the ingredients that goes into the manufacturing of a hormone. So mm-hmm. we have three main ingredients that we eat. We have proteins, which get broken down to amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
We have fats that get broken down to free fatty acids. And then we have carbohydrates and sugar that gets broken down to glucose. Now, your proteins and your fats, they combine under the right circumstances in the right organs and actually in the right glands to manufacture hormones. And it's the hormones which are made from essential fat. Non-essential fat, not the fat that your body doesn't need, but the fat that your body does need, which is an interesting thought that I'm having right now as I'm saying this. It's called essential fat because it's required.
Right.
Just like you have essential amino acids because they're required. There's no such thing as an essential carbohydrate. There's no such thing as an essential glucose or an essential sugar. But there are essential fats and there are essential amino acids. So we want to give the body the essential fat that it needs so that it can manufacture and be converted into the hormones that the body needs to, in order to regulate organ function.
So what exactly do the hormones do for your body?
Well, kind of like what I just said a second ago, they help to regulate how the organs do their job.
So there are different hormones for different organs?
Yeah, so you have a whole bunch of different glands that mm-hmm. manufacture a whole bunch of different hormones, and those influence how the systems that those glands are and the hormones are within. So, for instance, your thyroid produces hormones that help regulate your metabolism. Your pancreas secretes a hormone that helps to regulate blood sugar. Your ovaries, not yours, but a female has ovaries that produces estrogen and progesterone, which helps help regulate their reproductive cycle. Men have testosterone produced by their testicles that actually help manufacture sperm for procreation. You have a pineal gland that produces different hormones that helps with your overall sense of well-being and your sense of higher consciousness and those sorts. So we have all these different glands that produce these different hormones that help to regulate the functioning of those glands that influence how the body maintains its function at an organ level.
So the glands manufacture the hormones. Do they also use them?
Well, they manufacture them to have the influence. So, for instance, thyroid-stimulating hormone
mm-hmm.
helps to stimulate the thyroid. Insulin helps to stimulate blood sugar storage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, testosterone helps to influence the production of seminal fluid for the ability to procreate. Estrogen helps to create the foundational basis for setting up a nice soft bed for the egg to land in, and then progesterone, when the egg doesn't get fertilized, then the time expires and the bed is no longer healthy. What does the progesterone do? It helps to clean out the inside of the uterus so that we can try again next month, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So your adrenal hormones help you deal with stress, which affects how your heart functions. So depending upon what the hormone is, it's going to have an effect on the system that it's part of.
So, obviously that makes it extremely important to have those good fats to produce the hormones throughout your body in order to be able to function well.
Absolutely.
So are there external factors that influence the hormone imbalances that you can't control?
There's lots of those things. We talked about in last week's show,
we talked about
the toxins and, mm-hmm. and those kind of things. There are things that we get exposed to on a daily basis that are called endocrine disruptors. they interrupt and they interfere with your endocrine system, which is the system that manufactures hormones.
Mm-hmm.
It interferes with your ability to manufacture those hormones. So when you have ingested, when you get exposed to, when you are bombarded with endocrine disruptors, then it's going to impact how your hormones function, which eventually is going to lead to hormonal issues and lead to organ gland issues, which can ultimately manifest in things like cancer. Now, here's the other funny thing that we learned to be true, mistakenly, by doing something we thought was going to be good that turned out to be bad. When we started giving women artificial hormones for hormone replacement therapy for things like menopause, et cetera,
right.
Well, the increase in the cancer rate that developed as a result of that, because you're putting an artificial man-made chemical isolate hormone-based medication into the system. And what it's doing is it's disrupting the normal functioning of what nature would want to have happen. So the cells were mutating and, becoming rogue cells, which ultimately ends up becoming cancerous.
That's kind of what cancer is.
So one of the things that was happening when we started putting young ladies on birth control pills and regulating their hormones is that we're setting themselves up for future health issues, because now you're outsourcing your own ability to manufacture hormones, which is good from a medical perspective, because now you become dependent upon the hormones that they manufacture rather than getting your body to make its own. And then they have the crap foods, which interferes with our ability to manufacture hormones to begin with. And then we all become hormonally challenged people. And that's essentially where society is right now.
So what about lifestyle issues? Are there other lifestyle issues that impact your hormone balance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about proper absorption of food.
Okay.
Eating real food, but we talk about the microbiome and our ability to process, filter, and assimilate that food in a normal fashion. If you're putting crap ingredients into the supply chain, then you're going to get crappy ingredients as part of the supply. And then the challenge is you can't use those crappy ingredients to perform the regular function or the activity that the supply chain is supposed to be doing. So then the supply chain starts to get clogged, and then the supply chain doesn't work properly, and then you don't manufacture things the way that you're supposed to, and then your whole body starts to fail as a result. And for some people, it may take 40, 50, or 60 years in order for that to manifest. But we're finding out more and more as we go forward by continually doing the wrong thing. We used to have a condition known as adult onset diabetes. That was synonymous with the more official term called type 2 diabetes. So they dropped the adult onset diabetes because type 2 diabetes is now developing in children. They're not insulin dependent, okay? That's type 1 diabetes because your pancreas doesn't produce insulin. We're talking about non-insulin dependent diabetes developing in children because it didn't take that long to burn their pancreas out because of all the crap food that we put into the system that overstimulates the pancreas, causing the pancreas to pretty much get tired and not giving it the fuel to replenish itself, so it gets tired and then it doesn't function anymore.
Now, this is, your emotions, I mean, certainly your emotions have to be tied into these hormones that you're talking about. So if you have a hormonal imbalance, will you also then be able to tie that to some of the emotional imbalances that people might be experiencing?
Well, I say this with all due respect and all the compassion that I can let the listener appreciate, but we all understand, men and women, let's just be honest. Let's just call it for what it is. Women have a monthly cycle during their reproductive years in an effort to promote the survival of our species. Is there a woman out there who wouldn't acknowledge, or their life partner, male partner, who wouldn't acknowledge that during a transitional phase within their monthly cycle, that the women become moody? We call it PMS, we call it PMDD. There are medications for PMDD, and the commercial used to tell you that it's a distinct medical condition from PMS. It's premenstrual dysphoric dysfunction, and taking this medication, you know what was the foundational basis for that medication, Mark?
No.
Prozac.
Really?
You know what Prozac is? It's an antidepressant.
Right.
So they were giving women with PMDD antidepressants in an effort to control their moods, in an effort to control their emotions, in an effort to control their affect associated with the hormonal imbalance going on that's totally out of control.
But is it,
because there's no balance in the person's system.
Is it? But, I mean, wouldn't that cycle be a balance, part of the balance aspect of being a woman? If it was done...
When a person's body functions properly,
mm-hmm.
the body does exactly what it's supposed to do, and PMS is not an issue. A monthly cycle is not an issue. It's interesting,
natural, yeah.
Because you want to know what's funny? When I met my wife, God bless her, it's not my intention to talk to her or talk about her on my show, but this is a real life experience. When I met my wife, she was on birth control pills. And I said to her, I said, do me a favor. I want you to get off of that because I see us for the long haul. And the last thing I want to do is attach my wagon to somebody who's going to be growing cancer inside of them. So please get off of birth control. And she's like, well, I don't want to get pregnant. I said, don't worry about it. I won't get you pregnant because that's my responsibility. A woman can't get pregnant by herself.
Right.
A woman can only get pregnant if a guy leaves evidence that he was there. I'm not going to leave any evidence. So you're not going to have to worry about that. But I would like to get your hormonal system back into balance, mm-hmm. regulating itself as opposed to artificial regulation. So she went off of birth control pills because she saw us for the long haul and we wanted to go together in a healthy way. And God bless her. She appreciates everything that I do mm-hmm. because I've helped change her health tremendously. And so here's the funny thing. You know when my wife finds out she's going to get her period? About an hour before it actually comes. That's her first indication that she's got her monthly cycle is going to show up. She'll be sitting there. We'll be doing something. She'll say, and I'll say, what? She says, if we're out, we either have to get home or I have to go use the bathroom. Well, why is that? Because my period's coming. It's going to be here within the hour. And I'm like, so what told you that? She says, I just felt the shift in my body. I said, you didn't have any PMS? She says, no, I haven't had PMS in years.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because her body's doing what it's supposed to do. But if you have PMS, if you have an irregular cycle, if you're artificially regulating your cycle, it's because you're hormonally challenged. You're out of balance. And I can help you go back into balance.
That's a great offer.
It's not even an offer. I guess it's an offer, but it's not my, I'm just trying to help the listener understand that, listen, you've been sold a bag of goods that is completely full of crap. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be on artificial hormones. Well, my husband doesn't want to use, prophylactics in a way so that we don't get pregnant and we can't afford to have another kid. Well, bring your husband in and I'll have a conversation with him and I'll help him understand the fact that, guess what? Your wife isn't getting pregnant by herself.
Mm-hmm.
The only way she gets pregnant is if you're involved. And if you're involved, I can teach you so that you're not going to get her pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what we help them do. And guess what? At the end of the day, do you want a wife that's more hormonally balanced or one that's can fly off the handle
absolutely.
At any moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not being disrespectful to women. It's just sometimes that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I blame it on my PMS. And it's like, well, how would you like to not have that? Well, I don't know that that's possible. Yes, it is possible. It's very, God didn't design females to have health problems every month.
No, I would think not.
Not for like a week or 2 weeks out of every month, they become hormonally enraged. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's very common, but it's not normal.
Yeah. Well, this is a very important conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions to finish off this topic of hormones, fat, and cholesterol.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I truly appreciate you listening and come back with us in the next minute.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly. That's area code 845 561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. And please don't text that phone because it doesn't receive texts. But if you want to do that kind of mentality, you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. Today, Mark and I have been talking about fats and cholesterol and inflammation and all those sorts of things. And Mark, you said you had some more questions.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking a lot about this. We started out talking about the low-fat diet and how that can impact your health in a negative way. So if you want to be healthier, would it be healthier to eat the right kind of fats and reduce the amount of sugars and carbohydrates that you're eating?
Absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. We talked during the first section of this show, we talked about proteins and fats are the main ingredients that the body requires in mm-hmm. order to live healthy mm-hmm. life and function. And it's interesting. We have the paleo diet. We had the Atkins diet. We had a protein powder diet. We had all these diets where they're talking about restricting or eliminating the carbohydrates from your diet. And what's the consequence of what is the natural outcome of doing that, Mark? What happens to people who get rid of all the carbohydrates in their diet?
Inevitably, they lose weight.
They do. They lose weight. That's self-evidence right there. It doesn't matter how they package it. Doesn't matter what they call it. Doesn't matter mm-hmm. what the premise is of when they're talking about reducing your carbohydrates and increasing your proteins and your fats. Every person across the board is going to lose weight because you're not taking in empty calories that have no nutritional value and storing them for later, assuming that you're going to get those calories or get the necessary ingredients. So when you start to put in the right ingredients, guess what your body says? Well, we got all this storage stuff that we're actually not needing because we got all these good ingredients. So guess what? We're just going to let all that extra storage crap go.
Does it just go, or does it actually get burned up and used as some kind of fuel?
Your body's actually just going to let go of it.
Huh. That's interesting.
And your body's going to burn fuel more efficiently. But mm-hmm. again, those are empty calories that don't have any nutritional value, which is why they're empty. Okay.
But calories are energy, right?
I mean, calories are energy, but if they don't have any substance to the energy, mm-hmm. okay, then you're not going to get any benefit from it. So you're essentially just going to throw them out. It's like, okay, you've Americans do this. We accumulate stuff. We accumulate so much stuff that we have storage places where we store our extra
yeah,
stuff.
That's true.
You drive around the community and you look in anybody's garage, and their garage is filled with stuff that they can't even park their car in the garage, okay, because it's too much stuff. Well, if you get rid of all your stuff, then you feel much more relaxed. Why? Because you got less things to worry about because you don't have so much stuff.
Yeah, your stuff doesn't own you anymore.
Right.
So what can you do to treat your hormones naturally? And, I mean, I know we're going to go right into nutrition, but are all the answers dietary?
All the answers of every health problem that you could ever have, Mark, are dietary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, diet may not be the only thing you need to do to fix the equation, mm-hmm. but diet is at the foundation of why you have your problem. And if you feed the body the necessary ingredients, the body will do what it's supposed to do very efficiently, very well for a very long time. So when you start putting the right ingredients into the body, and that's all the body's getting, after about a 3 or 4 week period, your body's actually going to start using those ingredients because it's being overwhelmed with them. So now we might as well use them. So it starts to use them in the manufacturing of healing properties for the body and hormone building properties for the body. And when your body gets the right amount of precursors for the hormones to manufacture the hormones, then the hormones do their job and then the body comes back into balance all on its own. When you start taking artificial hormones or what they call bioidentical hormones, okay, you're essentially outsourcing for what your body should be making on its own. Now, you can certainly do that. But I'm going to tell you there's going to be long-term consequences that you don't want to face that the doctors won't tell you is waiting for you in the wings, because that just gives them more ability to treat you longer and treat you for a different problem. But if you, I mean, like the story I related in the last section with my wife, when We taught her how to balance her own hormones for herself by giving her real food and by taking the artificial hormones out of her system, okay? Her woman's monthly cycle comes and goes. There's no cramping. There's no pain. There's no discomfort. She just takes care of that couple of days that her body is shedding the lining of her uterus, and it's never an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that it's meant to be. We're not supposed to have PMS. We're not supposed to have hormone problems related to our thyroid or hormone problems related to our adrenals or hormone problems with the erectile dysfunction or the low sperm count and the failure to launch as far as helping couples get pregnant, which is running so rampant in our society
right
now.
Very much so. Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, the fact that you can reverse these things. Now, you mentioned in 3 or 4 weeks things turn around. That seems relatively quickly that you would see some kind of reversal of the conditions that you're talking about. Could you deal with somebody who is pretty far down the path of having a disease like diabetes or?
Oh, yeah. And here's the fun thing about it, Mark, is when you start getting them to stop doing the wrong thing and you start to get them to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
The body turns around on its own. It's not anything hugely dramatic that I'm doing. I'm just helping facilitate the ability for the body to do its own job. I'm a facilitator, Mark. I facilitate agreements
mm-hmm.
that allows you and your body to get along together so that the two of you can live in harmony for as long as you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I do for a living.
Right, because it's really the body that heals itself. It's not the doctor that heals the body.
Right, we said this in past shows. God does the healing and the doctor takes the fee.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So
I mean, it's encouraging to know that you could reverse the years of, you know, the damage that's been done to your arteries or throughout your body. I mean, people suffer a lot from inflammation. That seems to be the precursor to just about every health problem.
Right. And do you know what inflammation is a byproduct of? Lack of proper ingredients.
Not too much of improper ingredients.
Well, it could be too much, too. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You've raised two young ladies.
Yep.
Okay. They all went through their terrible twos and threes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was there much reasoning with either one of your daughters when they wanted something and you weren't willing to provide it to them?
Well, no. I mean, when they want something, and you know, they're
going to wear you down, yeah. And they're going to get there, right? They know how much the effort they have to put in to wear dad down. You know, it's like, and that's true across the board, across this whole country. And so here's the thing: if you don't give a person what they need, they get inflamed. If you don't give a body what it needs to survive, it's naturally going to get inflamed. That's where all the inflammation comes from. Inflammation is the first indicator that you're not getting the body the ingredients that it needs because your diet is terrible. Period. Well, what's available for food in this country? All refined, processed crapohydrates that have been stripped of their nutrition that they call food. It's not food. It's something other than food, but they sell it to us like it's food.
Food-like substances.
Right. Food-like substances that we're eating leads to the inflammation because we're actually starving, and so the body gets inflamed in an effort to get your attention so that it can stop. You can stop doing what you're doing to it.
Well, hopefully we've gotten the attention of the people that are listening to the show and given them some encouragement that it's possible to reverse some of the health conditions that people have. I think we're just about out of time for today's show, but it's been a great conversation, as these always are, and I look forward to being able to get together with you again next week and have another conversation about things about health and how people can do things to turn their health around.
Very good. And I want to thank you, Mark, for choosing this topic today. I think it's an important topic. I hope the listener got some benefit out of it. If you have any other future questions related to this topic, things that I didn't answer for you, by all means, call me directly, 845-561-2225, 845-561-2225. That's a direct line to me to ask your questions. I'll be happy to answer them. I'm happy to talk to you on the phone. But if you want to send it via some sort of messaging, I want you to email me at docrick@spineboy.com. Send me your questions, and I'll get back to you email-wise. And, you know, but phone calls better, emails second best. Truly the best is to come sit in front of me and let's have a conversation. But whatever it takes, I just appreciate you for listening. Please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, on top of that.